For KASU News, I'm Jonathan Reeves. An Arkansas native is leading in a response to the growing number of COVID-19 cases in New York. Dr. Sherlita Amler is from Marmaduke and has several degrees from Arkansas State University. She's currently the health commissioner of Westchester, New York. More than 300 people in New York State have been infected, over 100 of those in the area Dr. Amler is in. Dr. Amler tells how this started in Westchester.
So we initially started dealing with people returning from China who might have been exposed, were from the area of concern in Wubi province, and we were required to put those individuals into quarantine to make sure that they didn't go on to develop coronavirus, the COVID-19, once they returned to the United States. So that's how we got started in this process. And so that helped us be able to gear up to get our staff able to wear personal protective equipment, to learn how we could get individuals tested for this and how we needed to manage it. So that really helped us get ready. And then unfortunately, we did have started having cases within the counties that were not related to China, but were community spread within our community. And so we had to jump into action with our state partners to try to determine who might have been exposed and to place individuals who were either positive for the virus under isolation and individuals who had been exposed under quarantine. And so now we're in the process of trying to make sure that anyone who has symptoms or has been exposed is available to get tested and to try to keep people who might spread it to others, to isolate them or quarantine them, whichever the case is appropriate, to ensure that they can't, that the disease doesn't spread.
And about how many cases are you talking about, if you don't mind, please?
I think we have over 130 cases, and the number, changes daily. And so for us, at one time we were one of the largest case counts in the country, but I think other places are catching up to us. The importance to what you're doing in public health. Public health is all about population health, and it's about protecting the public at large. I mean, the physicians take care of the individual patients. We don't do that. What we try to do is prevent the spread of disease. And the reason that is important is that if you cannot get the peaks where you have whole large numbers of people ill all at one time, you can potentially buy time for researchers to develop antivirals, to have researchers give us a vaccine that we can use to prevent the disease. You can reduce the number of people, hopefully, who die from the disease, and you can protect the hospitals from being overrun by large numbers of ill people, and also having their own, their own providers, doctors and nurses, become infected and not be able to provide care to other people. So it's all about keeping the numbers down, trying to contain it for as long as you can so that you can get these measures into place so that the outcome, although we can't stop this disease from occurring right now, we can hopefully slow it down.
So, with there's been a lot of sporting events that have have canceled. There have been a lot of other things that have been canceled in Arkansas. We're just starting to see the number of cases that are going up, and there's been a lot of cancellations of things. Is this a good thing?
Well, the thing to remember is if you don't have exposure, you have no risk. And certainly large groups of people, if you have even one person within that population who's positive, they could spread it in that group. If you get multiple people who have the disease and are spreading it, and we now know that you can have the disease and be asymptomatic, we don't yet know at what point you're able to spread the disease to others, but certainly is a concern. So I think the most important group are the elderly, because they have the greatest risk of having a bad outcome. That's the, and individuals who have underlying chronic medical conditions. So somebody who is over 60 and over 60 with diabetes, respiratory issues, asthma, they're at much greater risk of not having a good outcome. Most people will, in fact, have this disease, have very mild symptoms, a cough, a fever. They may have a little bit of lower respiratory symptoms, a little shortness of breath. But they will go on to have a full recovery and can just be treated at home. They don't need to go to a hospital, just kind of like you would take care of yourself if you had the flu. So, but when you start getting shortness of breath, difficulty breathing, you know, people need to seek medical care, and those are the people that, you know, ultimately we worry about. So what can we do? Well, individuals who are older, who have multiple underlying medical conditions, should try to avoid exposures. They're absolutely the people that you don't want going out in a crowd. And, you know, because if they're not around anyone who has the disease, they can't get the disease. So you just want to absolutely protect yourself. Now, what can everyone else do to protect themselves? You want to stay 6 feet away from somebody who's coughing, who appears ill, who has a fever. This virus is heavy. It doesn't go very far. So somebody coughs or sneezes, you don't want to be within that six-foot zone where they might potentially spread the virus into the air and you breathe it in. It can go on surfaces. It can last on surfaces. There's a new report out that kind of delineates all that. But basically, you know, about 3 days for some surfaces, two for others. So you want to be sure that you're cleaning the surfaces that can be cleaned frequently, especially doorknobs, light switches, elevator buttons, things you touch a lot should be, somebody should be cleaning with a disinfectant. Bleach is a great disinfectant. You can put a tablespoon of bleach in a quart of water and use that. If you're going to do that, you need to leave it on the surface and let it air dry. But remember, if you're touching an elevator button with your finger, how many people touch that elevator button? So you need to have hand sanitizer with you when you're doing those kinds of things. Either wash your hands frequently or use hand sanitizer. Keep your fingers out of your mouth, your eyes. Don't rub your eyes with your hands if your hands are not clean, because you can introduce the virus that way too. So those are just some of the general things that I can think of to tell people how they can protect themselves.
I know that you've been in a situation where you've seen a large amount of people, large amount of cases in that, with Arkansas being where it is right now, by way of just seeing a number of cases starting to increase, is there any advice that you would give to Arkansas, maybe Arkansas health providers and others, by way of you've seen a large number of cases, we haven't seen so many, but it looks like those numbers are rising. What would you say?
I would say, you know, everyone just needs to remain calm, and they need to do the things that will protect them and their families. And so consider who the people most at risk and protect them. This is not, you know, if you're sick, it's not a time to go visit grandma in a nursing home because older people are at risk. It's not a time to take an elderly person out for a mass gathering if you have concern about this in your community. And do the things that we need to do these things anyway. We need to wash our hands. You know, we need to not go to work if we're sick. We need to not go to school if we're sick because we have influenza in our country all the time. And don't forget, influenza kills tens of thousands of people in this country every year. And we have a vaccine for that. So if you haven't got your flu shot, you still can get a flu shot and protect yourself from something that's killed many more people in this country than COVID-19. So, you know, it's like I said, we all just have to remain calm. There are things we can do to protect ourselves, and we just need to do those and give the research people time to get us an antiviral and a vaccine.
Some people have been wondering about, about testing and all of that and, you know, kind of talking about research and vaccines and tests. Do you think that the government is doing enough to be able to try to help with testing and kind of moving forward in this situation?
I think they've made tremendous strides in a very short amount of time. I mean, this is not an easy thing to do, and it takes time to do these things. And this is kind of a unique situation. We've not been put in this kind of position before. So I think they're doing a tremendous job. I think they're doing the best job possible given the circumstances. But, you know, that's just my perception from afar. I don't work for the federal government anymore. So it's just a citizen. That's my perspective.
There's some people who've said, and you said this earlier, more people die from the flu than have died from this. And there's some people who are really concerned about, maybe, is this being overhyped? What's the big deal about COVID-19? Can you kind of address that, if you don't mind, please?
Well, the problem with COVID-19 is we really don't still know a lot about it. We lack with something like influenza, the measles. I can tell you the natural course of the disease. I can tell you when you're infectious. I can tell you how long you're infectious. I can tell you if you don't have symptoms, you know, when could you give it to somebody else? Can you give it to them? I can tell you about treatments, and most of the time we have a vaccine. With this, we're still gathering information. There's a whole lot about it we don't know the answers to, and we're still trying to get the answers to it. And the other thing about this is a new coronavirus. So our population has not seen this before. We don't have antibodies to this like we have antibodies to other diseases. So it's something new, and we don't yet know exactly all the population that may be impacted by it. So it's just a time, not time to panic, time to remain calm, but time to be precautionary and do the measures that people need to do in order to stay safe. You know, I think the most important thing is for everybody to keep informed, pay attention to what's going on, and do the things you're being told to keep yourself safe. That we all need to have personal responsibility during times like this. And so I think that's a very important point.
Dr. Sherlita Amler is Health Commissioner in Westchester, New York. She's from Marmaduke, Arkansas, and is an alum of Arkansas State University. This interview and more information about COVID-19 is available now on our website at kasu.org. And for KASU News, I'm Jonathan Reeves.